Talks over Iran's controversial nuclear program resume tomorrow in Vienna. Iran claims its program is for peaceful purposes. The West doesn't necessarily believe that. And these new negotiations take place just as the Iranian people are busily preparing for one of the most popular holidays on their calendar. It's called Nowruz, and it marks the beginning of spring. The BBC's Lise Doucette was granted rare access inside Iran, and she spoke with people in Tehran.
We stopped right at the entrance to this big bazaar. It's really a shop that's ready for Nowruz, the traditional Persian New Year, time of great celebration. These lovely rituals, red shiny apples, sib in Persian, sabzi, which is greens. It's all chopped up in huge sacks. Wow, you look behind, there's onions and spinach and coriander and mint. There's big white buckets of orange goldfish, symbols of good luck for the Persian New Year. Well, let's just find out if there's something to celebrate. Salam! Are you shopping for Nowruz?
Yes, I'm trying to see what I can get. I got some nuts.
What else do you buy for the Persian New Year?
We make hafsin and also the fish.
The fish is good luck.
Fish and decorated eggs.
Do you feel there's something to celebrate this year?
Oh, yeah.
What are you celebrating?
We're hopeful.
You're hopeful.
For the future of the country.
Why are you hopeful?
The talks are positive. It's going in the right direction.
How hard has it been under sanctions?
It's been really, really hard. Very expensive.
Expensive?
Yes.
Like how much more expensive? Some people tell me three times as much.
Yes. And also medicine and things like that. There's some people really, really hard on them.
Well, walking down one of the main streets of North Tehran, you could be forgiven for thinking there are no sanctions imposed on this country. Just looking at all these glass shop fronts, these shining windows with mannequins, it could be any Western street. There's Diesel, United Colors of Benetton, Lacoste, Adidas, all of the Western clothing brands you find in cities around the world, and they're in Iran as well. They're making the tea in a traditional samovar, which heats the water and the teapot is warm. It's a welcome you always get when you go into an Iranian carpet shop. And wow, the carpets are stacked to the ceiling. All the lovely patterns and colors, the carpets that Iranians have been knotting and weaving for centuries. It's one of this country's main exports. And of course, it would be a great draw for tourists if the tourists were coming in greater numbers, and if the tourists could afford to buy them. Salam alaikum.
You will come, madam. Yes. You will come.
There's nobody else in the shop. How's business?
So-so.
Are you exporting a lot of carpets?
Not so much this time. More, very few in this time, yes.
For someone like you, you must be hoping that Iran will have better relations, more trading with the rest of the world.
Yes, I hope we have a bit better relation with every country, and we can make the better business with every country, European, American, different.
You have a big smile on your face.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We hope.
That report from the BBC's Lise Doucette in Iran.